irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. Thanks to the Want Institute, we're here again with you once again. And I want to remind everybody that, as you know, our show, our live show, is only once a month on the first Monday. But for July, the first Monday is 4th of July, so we're not going to be there. We're going to do the show July 11th. And that will be at the Courtyard Marriott. So I wanted to remind everybody of that, to come out to the show on that Monday, Monday, July 11th, and not Monday, July 4th. So if you have any questions, you can call 949-723-0338. We have a call, Dr. Allen. Shall we grab it?
Yes, let's go for it. Let's go for it.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes, I do.
Righty, let's hear it.
My question is, I want to understand more about what is exactly mothering, and how do you avoid your relationship to become that way? Because I find a lot of men and women, talking to a lot of women, I find they do a lot, and the men, I find a lot of, I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I find a lot of them
doing what you perceive as mothering.
Yes, I think.
I would be more than willing.
Like, just taking it like boys.
I understand that. First, we're going to go to Freud. You know, Ciggy Baby, cocaine is not addictive. Mm-hmm. And he said he believed that everything was really sexual, that raising a child from 0 to 9 years old was really important. And the way it was important is the following way, that if a little girl is born, the most important parent is her father. And her father is protective, giving, cherishing, and it allows her to stay passive, patient, and vulnerable because she learns that God is giving and daddy's giving, so why not get a man that's giving? So that's the first premise. There's some nice books out there, and one I like that's quite old is by a man named Appleton, and he was an editor for a line in Cosmopolitan. He had an editorial. And he wrote a book called Fathers and Daughters, the first 10 years of a girl's life. Actually, we now know it's 8 years. Girls mature a little bit faster than boys. 8 years for a girl, if she has a protective, generous, caring father that wants to help her feel good to do good, she's probably not going to become a man. She's not going to go into her animus, which is her soul, and think that giving, protecting, and cherishing is a woman's job. And I want to ask the audience out there all over the world and whoever you are, do you think nurturing is feminine? It's not. It's masculine. When mothers have babies, now, if they have babies, they're doing something productive. And when a boy has a mother that is willing to cherish him for the first 3, no less than 3, and weaning him starting into 5, and being done with him as a cherishable little boy by 10. Takes boys a little bit longer. And the book on this is Puer Aeternus by Maria von Franz, a protege of Carl Jung. So if a boy has a proper mother, she weans him off of being cherished by 10. But if she has been raised to be a man because daddy wanted a boy, or she was a test tube baby, or what, or her mother was a boy and a role model, she's going to cherish her little boy. And when daddy says, you're as good as a boy, what he's saying is, I wanted a boy, not a girl. So here's what mothering is. Mothering comes in two styles, cherishing mothering and critical mothering. Now, cherishing mother in my world is called super mom. Her goal in life, if she walks in a door and her son is in the room, how did you feel today, honey? And what can I do to help you feel better? Okay? And if daddy walks in the room of his daughter and says, how did you do today, daughter? He wanted a boy. Because if he wanted a girl or appreciated having a girl, and any man that has a girl has a guarantee for being cherished in his old age, and that's a big deal. A man needs a woman that loves him in his old age, or he dies early. And that's what happens. So mothering is when a woman gives, protects, and cherishes without permission, and hopefully with, you know, without, if her man asks her to cherish his feelings, he's really asking her to allow him to stay in his childhood, his babyhood. And if a woman wants a man to respect her, well, and usually respect and cherish. The problem with people that are raised improperly is they are raised to be narcissists. They want it all. They want to be respected for their thinking and their actions, and they want to be cherished for their feelings, and they want to be cherished enough to be able to say, no, it doesn't feel good. So mothering is basically giving, protecting, and cherishing without permission. When I teach the tools that I have, the five tools, I always teach women, if you want to be a woman with a man like your son, in fact, all the women out there, raise your little hands right now. I promise, on my honor, to respect the men I love, even when I know I'm smarter and I could do it better if I wanted to. And at work, I want to. Women's lib. Furthermore, I promise to keep my giving, protecting, yang mouth shut unless I have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer first. So that's what mothering is. It's disrespectful cherishing of a man, especially between the ages of 5 and 8, whereupon he believes women are on earth to cherish his feelings. So he wants his women to do it, his daughters, his mothers, his sisters, his lovers, his girlfriends, his wives. And if women are raised to be men, they follow through with giving, protecting, and cherishing.
So can you give us like an example of what that would be? Say what action a woman would actually do, like pick something out of a hat. What would she do that would be mothering? Because this what this girl's
looking
for.
She would give, protect, and cherish without permission.
Okay, so
she would say, you see, I sense that you're not very, I sense you're hungry, honey. That's her brother, her father, her husband, her boyfriend. I sense you're hungry. I'll just bring you a little bite to eat.
She'd be like doing his laundry, going to his place and cleaning it, things of that nature?
Without permission.
Gotcha. Okay. Does that make sense, caller?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Now, do
and
I mind?
Mothering and nurturing the same thing?
What?
Is mothering and nurturing different or the same?
Well, what do you mean? Nurturing is masculine.
Mothers are in their masculine when
they
nurture.
When they have a child. And when the boys get to be 10 years old, they're supposed to do the Fisher King wound, which is when they cause them the pain. Do your own lunch. Wash your own clothes. Come on, fella. You're going to be going to college in a few years, and I'm not going to do your laundry. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, let's do the male pledge, in case there are any males listening to this. I promise to give, protect, and cherish women, kids, animals, the planet, even when they're irritating, illogical, and irrational. So help me God. Cherishing is loving the unlovable. It takes nothing to love a loving person. That's why when women get feminine men or immature men or non-Fisher King wound men, what they get is a man that says, well, when are you going to give? Why do I have to do all the giving?
Right. Makes sense. Makes sense. Okay, it looks like we lost our caller. Well, thank you, caller. We needed to move on anyway.
I want to make a correction. A couple weeks ago, somebody called me about the males. How do we get to be male and female? And I was telling the story of twins where one of the little twins at circumcision time, his penis was burnt off.
That is correct.
And so John Money, who was the psychologist at the time, said, let's raise it as a girl.
Correct.
What's the difference?
Right.
And so a book came out of this by John Calapinto, and it's called The Boy Who Was Raised as a Girl. I feel
Hello?
Good about saying this because somebody didn't get that answer.
Okay, great. Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I had a guy that was dating me. He's on the 8 weeks now for almost 8 weeks. And my question is, I'm getting ready to write him the hi-bye letter.
What for? Has he dumped you?
He's disappeared on me.
Okay, he dumped you. I got it. He wasn't even courteous enough to tell you. So what do you want me to tell you about the hi-bye letter?
So I know how to write the hi-bye letter. I'm going to write it. My question is, I'm going to send it at the end of 8 weeks. And
the day after the 8 weeks is complete, the day after.
The day after. Okay. I'm going to send it to him the day after. My question is whether I hear back from him or not after the 8 weeks. Is it okay if I wanted to, if I feel like starting a friendship with him? Is that okay or
it's not? It's okay. Yes, it is. It's okay if you're willing to defend your boundaries. If you're going to have a friend with sex, you're going to be bonded to him, and I have no problem with you turning into a neutral, multigendered human being who has the right to chase a man because you don't have a romantic relationship.
Okay.
But what are
you
going to do about sex? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Are you going to do friends with perks?
No, I was thinking just friends friends. Just like really regular friends, like boy, girl.
Yes, I know. Would you be willing to promise me that you will date at least two other men romantically with the laws of Pat Allen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No sex
yes,
without a commitment, monogamy, continuity, and longevity, STD tests?
Yes, correct. Okay. Yeah, I believe he's disappeared because of that, because I did tell him that, and he's disappeared now, so I don't know.
How long has he gone? How long has he gone?
He's been gone almost three weeks. I haven't seen him, and then
ago. Well, 2 weeks ago you talked to him or something?
Yes, just a text message.
He did it or you did it? You texted, texted.
I promised to send him pictures, and I did, and he responded, and that was it.
Okay, but you were doing something that was friendly, but it wasn't necessarily seductive.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you can just say that was a friendly act and use the original goodbye, drop off, don't ask her out. So he hasn't asked you out since before the pictures were sent, or did he say a thank you?
He said a thank you after I sent the pictures, and that was it.
Then that was quid pro quo. That's the last time. Now, it's 8 weeks from that time.
Okay, 8 weeks from that time. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I believe I'm on the oxytocin detox right now because it feels really bad. And
I know, and it's really painful, oxytocin detox.
Ooh. Yes. Yes, it's really painful, even though we didn't have sex.
Honey, listen,
like
listen, listen. Sex is the signature to the contract your nose creates. We smell them, and within 3 minutes of smelling them, we are bonded to them. That's called instant love. It's not love, it's lust. But it takes 3 minutes to be next to it. You smell the pheromones, and you go, ooh, that's a little like daddy, and it's a little not like daddy. It has diversification, which nature wants. Nature does not want to make puppy mills where they breed so many puppies from one set of animals that they build in weaknesses. So nature does it for us humans.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, the chemistry starts at pheromone smelling time, and the smelling goes through the mouth, through the palate, up to the Jacobson's organ, which is where that third eye is, and you know that red dot that the Indian ladies wear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bindi.
What's that called?
A bindi.
A bindi? Bindi?
Bindi.
Bindi. Learn something every day. A bindi, that's the place where you, they call it the Jacobson's organ, scientifically. That's where it cuts in little pieces, one strand going to the neocortex. Ooh, I like him. And the other goes to the pituitary, which goes gush, 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 oxytocin.
Okay. Yeah, I have extreme chemistry with this guy. And
You have what kind of chemistry?
Extreme.
The chemistry is insane.
Off the chart.
Off the hook,
off
right.
The chart.
Yeah.
Off the chain.
You know what? And congratulations. Uh-huh. It's a great feeling.
It is a great feeling. I have realized, based on his behavior and actions, though, he is a boy.
Okay.
And that's the reason.
So
I want to write him a letter.
You're going to write the bye. Are you going to read it on the radio to us?
Yes, I would like to do
get
that.
It
yes.
critiqued and let me show the other people on our phones and the, what is this called, a radio?
Yes, it's the radio.
Okay. I want people to hear me evaluate a hi-bye letter. So would you be so kind as to read your hi-bye in our little show?
Yes, I will go ahead and do that. And another, just a quick follow-up question. Because of the chemistry, you know how you say the chemistry is very rare, and
well, yeah,
right,
we go through a lot of people, you know, we meet a lot, but only certain people, you know, he may have gone to the right school, the right religion, the right political makeup, but if you don't have chemistry, the likelihood of your relationship would be about 3 years. Okay.
Thanks, caller.
Alrighty.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
Hi. I'm wondering if I could have a dream interpreted.
I'm not prone to doing dreams because they take too long and I only have an hour. So
this one is really fast.
Okay, one or two sentences.
Okay, the dream starts where I'm in labor and I'm having a baby.
Ooh, that's good.
The baby pops out.
Is it's the baby a girl or a boy?
It's always a boy. This is a recurring dream. This is the fourth dream I've had.
I got it.
And
so you have
a
boy.
That's the end of the dream.
What?
That's the end of the dream.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Number one, birthing a baby boy is birthing a new system of feelings. What feelings are you thinking of giving light? Did you want to become a hippie? Do you want to become a nun? What's turning you on in the feeling world that's a new feeling for you that you may want to birth? What is it?
A new job that I'm happy about.
Oh, I see. You don't feel good at your job?
No, I like my job a lot, but it's not fulfilling.
Well, why do you say you like it if it's not fulfilling?
I like the work that I do, but it's just not...
It's not a career. Well, get a career.
Yeah,
keep
a job,
the job and get a career.
So,
did you say that the baby speaks out?
No, the baby just pops out. Like, the labor is always really easy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Are you willing to keep the job and get a new career?
Yes.
Jobs are for making money. You don't have to like your job. Superman was Clark Kent when he wasn't Superman. And Superman was a lot more man than Clark Kent.
Right, as if we needed another journalist.
Okay, you see what I'm saying? So my thinking is, add a career to your job folio. What would you add? What are you interested in studying?
No, I'm starting my own business as a copywriter.
Oh, very nice.
Is that a job?
That's a career.
Oh, is that your career? You want to do that as a career?
Yes.
Then do one thing a day, 5 days a week. One thing a day, 5 days a week. Not six, 7 days. That's perfect. That means a phone call, look up an ad, check out whatever. You see? Will you do that?
Absolutely.
Report back. So keep your job, but add
right,
your career.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Good luck, caller.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Awesome. All right. We have a Facebook question.
All righty.
And this is what it says. Please explain what you mean by a woman being vulnerable. Can you please give exact examples?
I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the pledge I said, we women... We respect, which means follow. We respect the men we love. That's brothers, fathers, mm-hmm. you know, boyfriends, husbands, sons. We respect the men we love, mm-hmm. even when we know we're smarter and could do it better if we wanted to.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
One of the best things a woman can do when her boyfriend asks her, you know, have you ever gone hunting or driving up the highway at Yosemite? You'll see little Airstream trailers sitting in a stream, and a man with $5,000 worth of boots and clothes and fishing equipment. And next to his little trailer is a woman reading romance novels.
Right.
I can guarantee you she's living in the novel. Nobody goes up to Yosemite, sits in a chair, watching a man who could buy 5,000 fish
right.
for the money it cost him to get the fishing nets and the boots and the whole thing.
Right.
But she loves him enough to do what she doesn't personally. You know what it is? Vulnerability is doing what your man asks you to do, even when you wouldn't do it.
Very good. Here we have another call. Let's take it. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. I'm just fine.
Great, sweetie. How
great,
are you?
Great. Good. I actually have a really quick question. Kelly, you'll probably remember this. I ran into the drunk guy that I went out on a date with almost 2 years ago.
Yes.
The other, and I'm going to a barbecue tomorrow that his friend invited me to. And
yes.
My question is, if any of the guys at the barbecue asked me for my phone number, am I okay to give it to them, or should I not, because I still kind of want to see if there's something that could happen between me and the guy that I had the date with a year and a half ago. Like, he came over to me when he saw me. He's, like, hugging me. He kept staring at me, like, in the bar the whole time my girlfriend was going.
I hear that he lusted you, but when was the last time he reached out to you?
We haven't actually talked.
No. I didn't say that. I said, when was the last time he reached out to you by text, by phone, by email, by... showing up at the party tomorrow?
A year and a half ago is the
last time. I got news for you.
This past week.
Then why don't we let God do his magic trick and decide who's going to get you? And that means you let any man, remember, if you're attracted to the man, you take the card he gives you. If it's his card, turn it over and write your name and phone number and give it back. If you're not interested in a guy and he gives you your card and you don't like him, put it in your pocket. Now, if a man asks for your card, give it to him. Just give him the card with the name and the number on it.
So it's nothing inappropriate, not even inappropriate, but I guess my question is, it wouldn't be bad, like, that I'm giving out my number to some of his friends. This is his barbecue that I'm going to.
I've got news for you. I see no sign that he wants you. Where are you getting the fantasy that he wants you?
Well, I don't know if he does or doesn't, but...
Why don't we pretend he doesn't? Okay. Because I'm going to tell you something about men. Their three characteristics are competitive, conquering, and controlling. It works just as well in your favor for him to find out that other men are hitting on you.
Got it.
There
That's
is
what
a
I 50 thought, but I just 50 wasn't
chance.
Sure if
no.
It would seem
if you had said,
funny.
Well, I've been dating him for the years since I've known him, and he hasn't called me in 3 weeks. I said, well, my suggestion is, did you have a contract with him for monogamy, continuity, and longevity? Yeah, we did. I don't know where he went. In that particular case, I would not give your name and number to somebody that's new and different who might get it to him, because he's deciding something serious, like whether to really be serious about you. But this man has not reached out to you. He has shown no signs that he wants you. Therefore, do not limit your availability. Your job is to be receptive, available, and respecting, especially of men that are wanting to give to you, protect you, or cherish you on a date.
That's all I needed to know. Perfect. So, yes, tomorrow I will be open to whoever wants to carry on conversation.
Absolutely.
And I'll see if he steps up to the plate. And
you
if not,
got
then
it. You got it. He must have bonded you within the 3 minutes.
Well, it's a long story, but yeah, it's something like that.
I got news for you. It takes
friends,
2 years to debond. 2 years.
Well, I don't know what it was. Oh gosh. Well, I feel more fine, liberated until I saw him on Sunday. When I saw him on Sunday, I was kind of like, oh, this is a coincidence that we're running back into each other. And then
that too, but he still didn't reach out to you.
Well, he came over and hugged me and tried to carry on conversation. I stood there like a deer caught in headlights. He literally came over from the
when
bar.
When did you do this? I'm hearing pieces of a story I didn't hear.
That's what I was trying to say. I ran into him on Sunday. He came over to me from the bar, hugged me, and was like, oh, it's so good to see you. I stood there like a deer caught in headlights and was like, yeah.
So you rejected him. You rejected him.
Really? I didn't even recognize him, really. It happened so quickly, and I was like,
I fully understand that.
Next door to my house.
So how did you when did you finally recognize him? As he was going out the door?
No, like 2 seconds I came back to reality, and then that's when I recognized.
Did you not jump up and say, oh, it's so nice seeing you?
No, I didn't. I just introduced him to my girlfriend when he said his name.
You introduced him to your girlfriend?
Well, I said, this is so-and-so, too, because he was standing right there, and then that was it. And he just, like, walked back away because
I hear that your masculine took over your brain.
All I said was the word, yeah. That's all I said to him when he was like, oh, good thing. I was like, yeah. Like, I was like a space cadet. I was so
No, you were like a boy. You were like a boy. You used your brain. Seeing him triggered the chemistry and the feelings, and you went male in defense.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I didn't know what to do. And then I sat down at the bar across from him, and that's when he kept looking over. My girlfriend was like, he's looking at you. And instead of doing the eyeballs and smile like you felt us all to do,
you
I was
looked
so shy.
Away.
And when I get shy, I looked away. And like I
Honey,
kept looking at me a
you
couple
weren't
times.
Shy.
Yeah.
You were man-hating. What in God's name did your father ever do that you know that turned you off? What was your father like? Where did
he
you get your man hate?
he was a disciplinary. Like, I had to do book reports for him when I was
So he raised you to be a boy. He raised you to be a boy. Do good to feel good. Let's fire Daddy.
I'm sorry?
Let's fire him. He trained
Absolutely.
You to be a boy. Do good to feel good. No, no, no. Girls, feel good to do good.
Got it. So with this new information that you have, tomorrow when I see the man at his own barbecue that I'm going to, he doesn't know I'm going.
I understand that, but you are going to be excited and enthusiastic, and you might even say, I didn't recognize you for a little bit in the last time we were together, but I really am happy seeing you.
Okay, that was more my question. How should I act tomorrow? In front
like
of
a girl.
Say anything.
Girl.
Yeah, like a girl.
Exactly. I know, that's what I'm
like a six-year-old girl. If every woman acted like have you ever noticed six-year-old girls? They flirt. They're absolutely seductive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. So is it okay? Should I go up to him and say something, or I should just wait till he sees me?
I got
say
news
something?
For you. When you see each other, wave, and when he comes, start moving. You owe him a gushy hello for a frozen hello last time.
Right. And that's I felt that way after. I was like, oh, my God, I hope he doesn't
just
think
tell
I'm
him.
Mad or something just, like that. Okay.
Well, he does. He thinks you don't want him. Just tell him that you didn't recognize him and you kind of froze.
You can act like he's the greatest carnival game and you're the best player at it. You know how exciting that is when you're sure you're going to win that big teddy bear in the corner.
Got it?
Yes, exactly. Sounds good, guys. Will do. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Hang in there.
Thank you. I will.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. Update
Bye-bye.
Us.
Take care. I will. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, next question. Woohoo! All right. Someone's dating me, and I suspect there's another person and that he's torn. Should I bring it up? Should I act oblivious? I guess it's none of my business since we're not committed. We'll come back to that. We've got a call coming in. Let's grab it.
Good.
Hey, caller, you're on the air. What's going on? You got a question?
Oh, hi. I just wanted to thank Dr. Allen for last week. She talked about Gabor Mate, the author.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? And he has an alcoholic book about ghosts.
Well, I got when the body says no, but I wanted to
Don't
tell
you love
your
it?
Listeners. Pardon?
Don't you love it?
I love it. I just wanted to tell your listeners that he has a bunch of YouTube videos that are free to, you know, watch. And
Wonderful.
He's got a lot of great things to say. Like you do, Dr. Pat, I've gone on YouTube and seen some of your work, and we just appreciate people like you in our lives to make our
Good.
Lives healthier and better.
Great.
So thank you for all your book recommendations. I've bought about 7 of the books that you've recommended,
right.
And this was another one.
You have a whole section
book.
On the
book.
End cap of your bookshelf that says Pat Allen recommendations.
There are, aren't they? Oh. Isn't there something on my...
Yes, you have a whole book list on the website, Dr. Allen. And by
Good.
The way, if you really enjoy Dr. Allen, you can also hear her through iTunes. And, of course, the archives of our show. Oh, and Gabor...
The shows in the where she gives at the hotels, people like us in Nebraska, we have to just tune in, but it's awesome, you know? We're listening, so...
I think Gabor Mate did a TED Talk, which are brilliant. I would love to get Dr. Allen on to TED Talks and or even TEDx and... have her do her number on TED. So
she's definitely deserves to be on that. Yes.
I know,
so,
right?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, caller. We appreciate it.
For what
thank
you're
you.
Doing. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so, yes, we were saying, what do I do? I sense he's torn. I think he's maybe dating somebody else.
He's duty dating.
Exactly. So
talk to him. I've got news for you. The Myth of Monogamy by Barish is the next book. We humans are not monogamous.
By nature, biologically.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have to choose when to give up our polygamous natures.
Mm-hmm.
We women are slightly more monogamous than they are with our oxytocin.
Mm-hmm.
But men... have a right to date up a storm.
No, that's
until
a, that's a good, that's an interesting question that you
what?
you said women are slightly less because
yes.
of the oxytocin. And let me ask you this. We were talking earlier about chemicals.
Yes.
So you're chemically bonded or attracted to man A. Then
yes.
let's say, I don't know, you're at a dinner.
Yes.
And man B sits over there on your right.
And you develop chemistry. Any good hostess doesn't put a husband and a wife together.
Right.
You
so what
mix
happens?
It up.
What happens when that you get that chemical?
The chemical.
Mm-hmm.
You dream about that person. You have lubricant dreams.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you
uh-huh.
feel evil and sexually, whatever. But the truth is, it takes 3 days to sober up off of an oxytocin shot.
Oh, okay. So you got about 3 days to just try to calm down.
Yes. No, your body stays turned on.
So really, this gentleman here who's dating this woman is duty dating, and she really should be doing the same thing, Dr. Allen.
Totally. Totally. Totally.
So can you give them just a little synopsis of what duty dating is and why we do it?
Duty dating is practicing flirting,
mm-hmm.
eyeball to eyeball, practicing communicating,
mm-hmm.
either as a female or a male.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be female, don't lead conversations.
Okay.
Be communicative by answering questions that he asks and listen to his peacock trilogy.
And you recommend staying in whatever energy you've chosen to
yes.
be in, no matter what energy it is.
Right. If you want to be male, interview him.
Mm-hmm.
Chase him. Ask him out. But if you want to be cherished, don't do those things.
Right.
Don't be giving. Don't be protecting. Don't be cherishing. Respond to his leadership.
Okay. Now, you talked about before, and I'll touch on this again because one of the next questions we have here is about finding out, discovering what energy you are or what energy you want to be.
Number one, we're all androgynous.
Exactly.
We women have yin bodies, but mm-hmm. we have yang souls, which are very masculine, and they're called the animas.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to, you can read the book Anima Animas.
Okay.
You see? And so with that in mind, you men have yang bodies built to give, protect, and cherish, penetrate, fight.
Right.
Okay. But they have very feminine souls called the anima.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is, I don't think there's a woman on the planet that is as sensitive inside as a man. And I don't think there's ever going to be a man inside who's as strong as a woman.
Right.
I just wish that women would take their spiritual responsibility. You know, Aristophanes wrote Lysistrata in the Golden Age of Greece for their arena.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about the women of Troy who were sick of the war.
Right.
Killing their sons and their boyfriends and their lovers and whatever. And they got together, the women of Troy. What do we do? Well, we know what they did.
Yeah.
When the guys came around, we're not going to cook for you. No food, no sex, no pillows on your cement benches until you stop this war. I'm going to make a statement now.
Okay.
If every woman on the planet said no to the men she loves when they try to do things immoral, unethical, or illegal by shutting down the beautiful, cherishing, loving, sensuous, sexual gifts that we are. Remember, we're the flowers of the universe.
Yeah.
Men are the bricks. Bricks are boring without flowers.
Yeah.
That's why Adam bitched at God and said, "This is boring fighting other men. Send me something more entertaining."
Right.
Guess who? Evie. All right? So with that in mind, if all the women would join the collegial group I call the Women of Troy
mm-hmm.
and said, "No, if you do that, son, if you don't stop doing that, husband, and if you want to lose my flowered giftedness, how long would it take? Approximately 2 months. And they, men cannot live without the precious joy of a woman's love.
So man cannot live by bread alone.
No, they can't. And fighting and gambling and all that carrying on is not. Remember, when men use mind-altering chemicals, they become little boy women.
So bread isn't much without honey and butter.
You're not kidding. Okay? So let's lead the campaign for the women of Troy.
I like it. I love it. See. Okay, so you talked...
And read the book Aristophanes wrote, which is Lysistrata.
Lysistrata.
Or go see the opera Turandot by Puccini.
Oh, very... I love that. Okay, so you talked also about... If you don't know what energy you are, try on those
Monday,
energies.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm going to be a yang woman chasing beautiful men, mm-hmm. inviting them out, giving them flowers, not giving them sex. That's too far.
Right.
I can't support that. So, but you get that bitch to stop having sex with other people.
Right.
If you want to be with me, you've got to be monogamous, continuous, and long-term, mated or married.
Makes sense.
Do you see what I'm saying?
And then the other 3 days of the week?
You could be feminine.
Okay.
That's eyeballs in the eyeballs, smiling. The eyes are the center of intimacy.
Yes.
A man can see your soul in your eyes. And yes, shy. You know what? Burqa, you've heard of a burqa, you know, where you
sure.
just see. Well, a burqa covers up most of the sexuality of a woman except the eyes.
Yes.
But the eyes are hard to see through that little screening device.
Yes.
Now, with eye contact, a man can see the quality of love in a woman. And so I say, please, keep your eyes open, look in his eyes,
mm-hmm.
smile 3 days a week. One day we'll give you off. You know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, be a man.
Right.
Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, be a woman.
Right.
Practice until you see what you like.
And rest on Sunday, because after that, you'll be tired.
That's right.
And set your alignment for your next week.
If you're Jewish, take Friday off.
That's right. It doesn't matter which actual day it is. You guys can slip it as necessary. Okay. You know, I want to talk a little bit about what happened in Orlando.
All right.
I know that a lot of people have been pretty shocked by it.
Yes.
And a lot of people have been, there's been some really ugly talk. Some people are really struggling, Dr. Allen, with what
happened. I've got news for you. I love women's lib,
mm-hmm.
but I don't like the results. We have got, excuse me, I'm hiccuping.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to mother our babies and father our sons and daughters.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like Appleton's book, Fathers and Daughters, because a cherishing father who treats his baby girl like his baby girl, who then teaches her how to be a virtuous woman. Don't wear that see-through blouse. You're not going out with that guy, period. A man that does that is going to end up with a virtuous woman. Men play with vaginas, but they marry virtuous vaginas.
Yes.
They play with vaginas, but they marry virtue. So I want, and I'm leading into what I just said with the Aristophanes thing.
Mm-hmm.
We really, this boy was confused ethnically, mm-hmm. religiously,
yes.
sexually.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
And what I'm understanding is, if you've read anything about these killers, the one word that's universal, they were loners.
Yeah.
Now, what that means is they haven't learned the lessons of life,
mm-hmm.
to trust, to have sexual identity, to be industrious, to be loving and caring. Do you see?
You know, it's interesting. And I'm not sure
and
who said
it. And he may
it.
Have been genetically disabled. He may be schizophrenic. He may be bipolar. And those are biochemical issues. But those require attention.
I think one of the things that's interesting, and again, like I said, I don't know who said it, was when we kill what we fear. And
yes.
in a certain respect, I think that that may have been it. So those people out there in the world are reaching out and they're looking for consolation or understanding. And who would you recommend, or what would you recommend that those people that are touched by this do as far as seeking some sort of help? See somebody like you, Dr. Allen?
Yes, but go to a bookstore and get the book by Abraham Maslow. Abraham Maslow was the first real psychiatrist that believed in the humanity of mankind.
Oh, wow.
And he wrote a book toward a psychology of being.
Oh.
And it is a tremendous, it puts in there the dangers of actualization.
Mm-hmm.
People won't like you. They won't form units with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see?
Yes.
But if you have received good parenting,
mm-hmm.
I don't care whether it's adopted, foster home, I don't care where you get it.
Mm-hmm.
If boys are raised to do good to feel good, and girls are raised to feel good to do good, you're winning most of the battle right there. And if this child is disabled, you get it medical attention,
mm-hmm.
help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, mental or physically.
Yes.
Okay. Next week is June 24th. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Let's look at the calendar, because I think that you have a special guest coming on that week.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
I do.
Let me look at my calendar really quick here, because I don't have one up on my screen.
And it's very significant. You're talking about Robert?
I am talking about Robert, and that will be next Friday, which
very
is really,
good.
Really exciting. Love for you to talk a little bit about, oh, we got a call, let's grab it. Hi, caller, you're on the air. We only have just a few minutes, so let us have it.
Okay, thank you. I have a question about dating, and when you've dated somebody and you've told them that you don't have any chemistry, and if they date you,
you would be your friend. You can
date as friends.
That's
the case. But my question is, if you date them as a friend, so how do you say that? That, well, for instance, I really
here's what you do.
Don't want to go out because I can't afford to go out with them. But if they want to pay for me, I'd go out with them.
Oh,
so how do you?
What are you doing? You're paying for your dates? What are you talking about?
No. I don't. If I say hey, I'm willing to go out with you, but we'll just be friends because I don't have any chemistry from you. For you, do you still expect them to pay?
Absolutely. If they ask any date, here's what you say. You date them, you date everybody three times, because women who pick with their eyes pick boys, women who pick with their ears pick men. Therefore, what you say, three dates, and on the third date, when he asks you for a fourth date, you say, I thank you so much for asking me out again, but I must tell you this. I do not feel romantically attracted to you, and I don't want to use you, and I don't want to lead you on. But if you want to date me as a companion, feel free to date me as a friend.
So dating suggests that he would, but I'm not going to ask him out anyway, so if he asks me out, he's going to pay.
You got it.
And that's typically.
And then does that imply, too, that if he's just dating you as a friend, you don't have, there's no, there must be some attraction. What if he wants to kiss you, but you really don't want
the
to
answer,
kiss him?
The answer, you turn your cheek and get one of those cheeky kisses.
Cheeky? Okay, that's perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, good. Caller. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye.
All right, Dr. Allen, real quick before we have to
yes.
sign off. Robert.
Robert Storr was a student of mine. Mm-hmm. I supervised his internship as a marriage, family, child therapist. I've known him 1,000 years. He is the director for the American Veterans Incorporated Association in Los Angeles, when their goal is undercutting the suicide rate of soldiers. We're having problems with depressed soldiers.
I'm really excited about Robert coming. The American soldier is very close to my heart. Everybody all the way back in my line has served.
And those include women.
That's right. Everybody back in my line has served in one capacity or the other, all the way back to actually my father's side, the Battle of Hastings. So in England. So let me tell you this. What Robert's doing is really important.
Very important.
I cannot wait. I really can't, especially with 4th of July coming up. I have to say we're done, so you have to tell me what you have to say to me before we go.
The only way you know you love yourself or anyone else is by the commitment you're willing to make and keep.
Exactly. Everybody, www.derpatallen.com. Follow us on Facebook. We love you. We're out of here. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.